You're listening to the Westside Podcast,
a part of the LA International Church of Christ family of churches, worshiping God in LA since 1989.
Well, it is awesome to be together with everybody today, and I hope that your week has been going smoothly. I have one question, a spiritual question for you. And it's the question that will take us into our time of remembering the Lord at communion, and that is simply this question, one you've probably been asked 100 times if you've been a part of our congregation. How is your relationship with God? How is your relationship with God? And I think sometimes we can think of that question as a trite question or an overused question, or we can simply miss really what it's all about, or we can define or answer the question in some defective ways. A lot of times we'll simply answer the question based upon, you know, what we've been doing. You know, like if somebody asked me, how's my relationship with my wife? And I said, oh, it's great. I did the dishes yesterday. She might say it's going well, right? Yeah, it's going great. He's serving and helping. But our relationship is far more than what we do with each other and for each other, right? Our relationship is a deep concept. And, you know, when we read in the scriptures, we find that this is the key to life. Your life should be organized, not around making money or college students around just getting good grades, but it should really be organized around relationships. The two greatest commandments in the Bible, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, have everything to do with relationship. So how's your relationship with God this morning? Let's open our Bibles, and today we're going to have to scroll down. If you've got your handy electronic Bible with you, that would be great. Or you could just listen today if you like. It's going to be a shorter lesson, obviously, in the park and with the background noise of the park. We'll let you focus on one thought. How's your relationship with God? And I love this verse in the book of John. Go to John chapter 1. As the apostle, the writer of the book of John, is leading our minds to really the origin of all of creation and the origin of God himself, he says in John 1, verse 1, he says, in the beginning, similar to Genesis 1, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. To launch this letter of the nature of who Jesus is and to help humanity understand the core of all of life, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then we get a he. He, Jesus, was with God in the beginning. That the very nature of God has everything to do with relationship. How are your relationships today? You know, I had the privilege 2 weeks ago of traveling with my wife to the country of Spain. It was an incredible little blessing it was offered us, so we took advantage of it. And when we were there, we had the chance to go visit the town where Carrie's mom's family name originated, a small little town in Spain. We went to the origin of her family name. It was so cool. And we got to see, you know, just beautiful parts. We were extremely tired because, of course, the time change, and we really just barely got back on schedule now. But, you know, it was a fun time bonding and participating and seeing all those things. My favorite part about it was simply being with my wife over there. Just spending time, hanging out, right, having fun. We also got to go with Nick and Gus, and I just enjoyed the relationship with them. I enjoyed hanging out, our fun times, and just really bonding. And then yesterday, I had the privilege of going to the UCLA football game with my son Nathan and with Nathan Morales and his daughter Kalia. And we got to also enjoy the victory experience of us beating Oregon until we didn't beat Oregon, and then we lost. UCLA lost. And so, but you know, what I liked was I got to bond with somebody who felt as passionate, right, about the team as I felt. And I was like, man, when I was happy, you know, we were high-fiving, and then when I was sad, we were both sad together, right? And the kids, they weren't that sad. They had more faith than us, and they moved on much quicker. But it got me understanding the importance of relationship. And I think today I want you to ask yourself, how is your relationship with God? How have you been defining your relationship with God? Our relationship with God is ultimately what God is desiring from each of us, just to be in relationship. You know, yesterday, my wife went to a baby shower for her brother and sister-in-law, and I wanted to know all about it. Of course, I was out at the game and hanging out with Nathan and the fam and doing all these things. But when we got back together, I wanted to see how things went. And she was busy getting ready. And I was like, honey, how'd it go? And she couldn't quite tell me because she was busy just settling herself down. And eventually, she said, I'll tell you. Hold on. Eventually, she settled, got herself squared away, and came and sat by me on the couch. And what I realized is, I wanted to feel that connection. I wanted to be in the know of how she had felt during the day. I wanted to have her sit by me, and even though we weren't together throughout the whole day, I desired that connection. And when she finally sat down, it only took like three seconds, and then she sat and took her maybe 20 seconds to tell me how her day went, and I told her how my day went. And, you know, I felt secure. I felt happy then. I felt connected. You know, God wants that with you. God wants that with every one of us, a connection. I don't know how you have viewed what it means to know God or understand the gospel. But God's ultimate goal is a relationship. A true, accurate relationship in every way that I am bonded with my wife, Carrie, of 28 years now. 28 years of marriage. And in every way I'm bonded to her, God wants to be bonded even more intimately to every one of us. You know, last week was my 31 years after baptism, 31 years of spiritual connection to God. And I want us today to be reflecting on our relationship. How do you define it? Is it based on all you do? Because let me tell you, my relationship with Carrie is not based on all the things she does for me. And she's an amazing cook. And she is just the best, wife and friend. And she's an incredible mother. But it's about a connection that we really have, that we're together in this journey. And I love my relationship with so many of you. They're real relationships. I love getting to know Chuka here in the front row and our friendship building. And we get together each week and connect. And I have relationships, many of you that have been building over the past couple of years. I know we have tons of relationships. A relationship with God is the same. It's real. It's experiential. It's tangible. It's something that changes our very life. How's your relationship with God today? That's what your life should be organized around. And it's something that for me, I just wanted to communicate with my wife. Have her share a little, have me share a little. That's what God wants with each one of us, to communicate. A lot of times we simply define it on the things we're doing for him. If we're doing a lot of good stuff, oh, my relationship's great this week. I've been reading my Bible. I met three people, and I went to all the events of the church. But God's far deeper and beyond that. Those things are symptomatic of a close relationship with God. They're not the defining aspect of a relationship with God. He wants to listen to you and for you to listen to him. And let me tell you, he is speaking through his word, yes. But he's speaking to us right now in our generation, to you in your individual life. He knows your life. He cares about your issues. And he will speak to you in your life with your challenges, with your questions, with your failures, with your doubts. And he will speak today, 2021, because his ultimate created intent for all of us is to be in relationship, a vibrant, real relationship. Do you talk to him? Is he in your mind? Do you feel him? Do you connect with him? Do you sit by him? How's your relationship with God today? You know, as we go into communion, in John chapter 15, verse 13, we have the words of Jesus. where he says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. See, the cross is not just about dying so you can go to heaven. It's about friendship. It's about relationship. It's to say, I want to be in relationship with you. I will do anything to be in a vibrant relationship. You know, as a father, being a parent really does help understand God's love for us. When you love your child and you realize, you know, I remember especially when the kids are little, you know, I know like Jericho and Tiara have their little, you know, baby girl here, and how much they love their child, right? When you have a little baby. But the thought that's so mesmerizing is that God not only loves their child more than they do, he loves them more than they can comprehend. And as a parent, we can kind of connect a little bit to that love. And we're not punitive with our kids. We want to train them and discipline them. But what we ultimately simply want is relationship with them, time with them. That's what God wants. And you don't have to just get up every morning really early to read your Bible to say you had time. Time with God begins right here in your heart. Time with God is you being aware of who he is and of his nature and wanting to connect. Relationship with God is what our lives should be organized around. And when you're in relationship with God, the creator, when you're mindful of him, wow. When you realize that he loves you like the parent that loves the child, and even far beyond that, you begin to have a sense of confidence and security in your life. I'm really grateful for my own father who, you know, my dad's an atheist, but let me tell you, as an atheist, doesn't believe in Jesus or the Bible, but kind of deep down, there's a godliness of love and unconditional commitment to his children. He's got six kids. I'm one of them, and he's totally committed to us. Even as a minister, he'll listen. I don't believe in it, but I'll listen to what you say because I love you. When we know how much God cares for us and wants to be in relationship with us, it produces a confidence in us, a peace in us. I'm telling you, God wants relationship. And it's not a stagnant relationship that you get one time on the day you get baptized. For me, it was 31 years ago. No, it's a life-giving, ever-present, growing partnership. Like my wife and I, we're growing in our relationship. We're maturing. You know, I was talking to Bobby and David. They've been on the earth a lot longer than me. And Bobby and David, you know, they just in passing, they go, I said, how you guys doing? They said, you know, we don't really fight anymore. We're too old to fight about dumb stuff. You know, God, he's been around forever. He don't want to fight with you. He's not punitive. He's not mad at you. He cares and wants to be in relationship. Are you mindful? Will you sit with him? Will you connect with him? How is your relationship with God today? As a Westside Church, I want to call all of us to recommit to our relationship with God. As we go into the holiday time, as we're going to go into 2022, if you're visiting today, we're a church all about relationship with God. Walking with him, knowing him, growing in our understanding, and receiving this unconditional hope and favor that he's poured out. I hope you feel that today. And I want us to answer the question at the foot of the cross. How is your relationship with God? Greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. Jesus is our friend. Today, will you be his? Let's go to God in prayer at this time as we take communion. Father in heaven, thank you so much for just this privilege of being in relationship, to know that you have sent your son to show that you'll give up all things to connect, to guide us into how to be in relationship. Father, thank you for your very presence, your very nature being one conditioned based upon 100% surrounding and organized around relationship. Father, be close to us today. Father, we ask that each of us would just simply receive the unconditional love, encouragement, and calling to know you as you know us. Father, we love you. We thank you for your son's body given and his blood shed. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've just listened to the Westside Podcast. For more information about our ministry, please visit thewestsidechurch.com or laicc.net.